Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about losers getting more losery. Imagine being... What do guys get out of marriage? Guys get companionship. Guys get taken for half their money when it's over. And usually, guys get in marriage because they say, hey, you know something? I kind of like this gal, and I'd like to keep her around and make her my choice for kids, for... companionship, for the bedroom, etc. Well, imagine getting married, but no future kids, no chance of any romance in the bedroom, just getting married because you're a desperate loser that wants to guarantee that someone special stays in your life, and then someday when she decides to leave you for Chad or somebody else, the winning hot guy that later she actually is attracted to, she leaves you and takes half your crap if she decides to be vindictive. So best case scenario, you're married. Worst case scenario, you're married. So we're going to talk, because now there's the platonic bedroomless, sexless marriage becoming a trend, because... somewhere along the line, people are still thinking, hey, marriage is what I'm supposed to do, but I can't find anybody that likes me, or I can't find romance. Everybody keeps using me and dumping me or something along those lines. So now women are just getting married to not even beta providers, just beta dudes, like dudes that are not worthy. So we'll get into the main story. A couple of updates first. Down below, I will leave chapters. I've started doing that because some of you say, hey, man, I like your videos, but I only like the 15 or 20 minute long videos. I don't have time to listen to you rattle on for 45 minutes. Well, with the chapter feature down below, you can either listen to it at double speed, which is what I do with longer stuff, or you can jump right to the chapter of the main story or dating profile of the day or whatever it is you like. So make sure to check that out. I'm going to be doing that for all my videos. Second thing, since I'm on the road more, I don't have time to look through a lot of articles and do a lot of research, because I'm, for the first time in multiple years, I'm not building a bus and then exhausted coming in the house and looking through stories and then doing a story. I'm actually out meeting other people and going out and trying good food and exploring the United States. I'll be up in South Dakota hopefully within a week. I wasn't able to make it out west like I wanted to yet, but I'll get there. But anyway, the way you guys can help me is if you email me at beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. Links are below the videos. Send me in any questions or advice that you want. Do not include the 17 paragraph, here's my entire life story, backstory. I don't have time to read that. I just don't have time. Not that I don't love y'all and want to hear your crazy stories, because we all have them. Keep it short and just say, hey, here's what I am. Here's my relationship status, or here's what's going on in my life. What do you think I can do to improve things? And maybe I can answer your question, and maybe I can help somebody else that has the same problem. Not that I'm some, I don't know, wonderful therapist or anything like that, but myself, I literally made a career, I guess you could say, out of reading things and studying things, and plus my own life experiences. So maybe I'll be able to help you out. So the links are below for that. And lastly, if you want to have one-on-one discussion, or you want to join a community of like-minded members, join me over at beingbetterbachelor.locals.com. We've got the forums over there. You can become a supporter. If you are a supporter, I have both monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can message me, and I'm at your disposal. I answer all messages that I get. I will have communications with you. It's just like we're on Facebook or Twitter, or like you're texting me. I'll answer your questions and I'll talk to you. I'm not there every day, but I'm there every other day or so. And I will make sure to have a chat with you and see if I can help you out that way as well. Because you're directly supporting me, I will directly answer you. It's a lot easier and faster than me trying to go through thousands of emails and the messages I get on my Instagram account, which is where I post all my travel photos. Okay, let's get on to the losses of the day. This is from a guy named Alpha M. Never call yourself Alpha. Even if you are Alpha, don't call yourself Alpha. Because the minute you're like, I'm an Alpha dude, you're kind of not. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Somebody posted this, and Alpha M posted, go from nice guy to bad boy in 30 days. transformation plan. I will say from the before photo, I can't really zoom it in very well, but he had glasses. He kind of looked like a nerd. He grew in some stubble. He kind of goes the bad boy route. And he got 1.3 million views on that video. It did very well. And here he put, and that was a year ago. And here he posted 2 weeks ago, "She cheated on me." It doesn't matter how wonderful you are, how great you are, how bad boy you are, how awesome you are. Eventually, you know, hypergamy. I've got another video I'm going to be doing on hypergamy about Vivica. I think her name is Vivica Fox, where she got married only because she wanted the pretty wedding. And all of a sudden she realized she made more money than the guy she married. And she said, "Yeah, I don't want to do this." And she bailed. So I'm going to be talking about that in another video that I'll be posting here shortly. But yeah, so Alpha M, and I'm, you know, no hate on him, no hate on him, but it's going to happen to you. There's no guy that is so wonderful that she may not find another guy. And the same thing happens with women, where there's no woman that is so wonderful that guys don't find somebody else. We're now living in the fast food age of dating. And what I mean by fast food is you can drive up to the window, you get your food, you drive away, you quickly consume it, and then you're kind of looking around for what's next. That's how it is now in dating, with the dating apps, with how easy it is to meet people in Facebook Messenger and Facebook Dating and Tinder and Twitter and everything else. What people are doing is they're going swipe, swipe. Oh, he's cute. Oh, it's a match. Oh, let's go out and date. Oh, we'll go sleep with each other. Oh, we'll go have some fun. Oh, no, things are a little difficult, or things aren't quite perfect. Or I'm a little bored, or the butterflies are gone away, and they move on to the next person. Both guys are women, and women are doing that right now. So, you know, we're in the fast food society. So if you're wanting something that'll last, get a dog, because that's about the only relationship that's going to last for you. Cat, if you're a cat person's fine. Okay, this one's another loss. It's a couple here. This is the soy guy face, which is the little bit of stubble, the glasses, and he's like, you know, super excited with the mouth hanging open, like, "Hey, look at me, I'm so excited." That's his face. And her t-shirt says, "Hi, I'm pregnant." And it's a dad joke. His t-shirt says, "Hi, pregnant, I'm stepdad." So she's not bad looking. I'm sure she was probably had a better looking, more masculine suitor than this kind of thin guy with the soy face. Anyway, he's stepping in to be stepdad, so she found her provider, and he's more than happy and thrilled just to have a partner that he will step in and take care of some other guy's kid. And this is a real quick read. I'm just going to read through this because I touched on this the other day. But Angelina Jolie will reportedly never forgive Brad Pitt for a custody dispute. And what's the custody dispute? That they got 50-50 custody. Angelina is ticked off. Now, again, the reason why this is a big deal is we talk all the time, or they put down men all the time by saying, "Hey, you know what? Guys don't step up to the plate, and they bail on being a father, and men, you know, men aren't strong and willing to be there for the kid. They just run away." Well, the truth of it is, and this narrative explains it very well, the truth of it is that women want the custody away from the dad so that they get extra child support and they don't have to co-parent, that they can just run the kids' lives however they want. And this is a great example. This is from just the other day, June 3rd, yesterday, from Mara Bonner. It says, in case you missed it, Brad Pitt recently won joint custody of his children with Angelina Jolie, and he's incredibly happy, which obviously... However, Angelina is said to be bitterly disappointed with the decision, and a source tells Us Weekly she'll never forgive Brad. She will never forgive him, the source explained, adding that Angelina maintains it's far from over and still believes that justice will prevail. What's that justice? For joint custody? No, that she gets full custody. Extra money for her, and she gets the kids all to herself. Meanwhile, a separate source previously told Entertainment Tonight that all Brad ever wanted was to have joint custody of his children, and he is relieved that the court ruled in his favor. This is a huge deal given the prior arrangement with the children. Brad can't wait to spend more time with them. He's incredibly happy. Hey, that sounds like a great dad, if you ask me. Brad and Angelina share 6 children together, and Us Weekly reports they've always been trying to figure out custody since they split. The former couple got engaged in 2012, then got married 2 years later, which would be 2014, and here we are like 5-6 years later, and they filed for divorce in 2016, so they lasted 4 years. 4 years. Like I said, the fast food relationship. take it in, enjoy it, eat it, throw it away the minute it's not what you want anymore. So they said they got married 2 years later. Sorry, Angelina ended up filing for divorce in September 2016 after 2 years of marriage. So they didn't even last the four. They got engaged in 2012. Okay, so they must have gotten married in 2014, and then they got divorced in 2016. So they lasted 2 years. And she and Brad were declared legally single in April 2019. In an interview with British Vogue back in February, the actress said, "The past few years have been pretty hard. I've been focusing on healing our family. It's slowly coming back like ice melting and the blood returning to my body. And I'm not there yet, but I hope to be. I'm planning on it." Oh, excuse me, Princess Dramatic. So she wants to heal the family by not letting him be a father. Makes perfect sense to me. Guys, if you think that the woman that you're marrying or you think about marrying someday or you're dating and somehow, well, you know, she's not crazy. She's not mean. She's different. No one goes into a marriage thinking, wow, I get to marry a crazy woman or a woman that's going to take half my stuff or ruin me or keep the kids from me. But that's how they end up a lot of times. They end up vindictive. And again, not all of them, but you don't have, there's no roadmap how this is going to work out for you. So if you think that you're the one that's going to like somehow Matrix style dodge the bullet and not get caught, now there's no promises. And Brad's going through it. He won 50-50 custody and she's still fighting him for full custody because as she says, I want to heal our family. So I need to take the kids away from Brad. All right, on to the main story here. The sex-free marriage, anyone? Welcome to the new trend for the wokies, marrying your best friend. This is from today, from RT.com. And, you know, this tells me that bachelors and good guys and guys that are a good catch and hardworking men and men that make good money or men that have good jobs or men that would really be an asset to society, they're checking out. How do you know this? Because people that still are convinced they need to be married or still people that feel that they need someone else to make them whole are now just so desperate. They're going out and finding anybody. I've done stories on women marrying women, like friends marrying friends and girlfriends marrying girlfriends. And of course, they have a higher divorce rate than anybody else. But here, now it's just about friends marrying friends because reasons. So they say marriage is not about two people who are romantically involved with each other. Not anymore. A new trend of platonic marriages is emerging, and there's absolutely no need to get hot and sticky beneath the bedsheets ever. Call me a cynic, but don't most marriages end up sexless anyway? Passion fades, adoration warps into irritation, and just give it 7 years or so, a trip to divorce lawyer is pretty much inevitable. Everlasting and sexually supercharged romantic love is a myth. It exists only for Disney princesses. RT is not a red pill content. RT is not a manosphere. This is just kind of an everyday, I think it's a little bit maybe middle of the road or conservative leaning, but the whole point is even they realize, hey, you know something? Most marriages end up without any bedroom fun anyway, and the passion fades and the adoration warps into irritation. Just give it 7 years or so, which is the 7-year itch, as they call it, and a trip to divorce lawyer is pretty much inevitable. This is not just some, saying. This is not an expression anymore. It's literally mainstream where people know this. But for some reason, so many either men or women think this one's different. This is a unicorn, or I'm different, or this situation's different, or somehow it's going to work out and we're going to get through this and we're not going to be this 60 or 50 or 60% of marriages that fail. Remember, that's today's statistics. But there's a guy that just got married 3 weeks ago that in 7 years down the road from today is going to get divorced. Well, what do you think the divorce rate's going to be in 7 or 10 years? I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, probably closer to 60 or 70%. We already know 80% of the time women are filing for divorce. I'll talk more about that when I do my video on hypergamy and Vivica Fox. I think I'm getting her name right, Vivica Fox. So why not start out where you are and your spouses are sure to end up anyway in separate beds? Sexless from the get-go. There's no need to waste all that noisy energy. The sheets will be cleaner too. You can also have sex with whoever the heck you like, whenever the heck you feel like it. Anyone that is, except your chosen spouse, that's not allowed. This falls into the kind of the poly, the multiple partner relationships, where you've got one person that is your quote roommate or your provider or whoever's there, and then you've got the handsome bull that these women want to go out with and date, and that's who they have their fun with. So that's the only guy that's really out of this whole situation the winner. You've got the dude that's now married, sitting at home just waiting for his quote wife to come home, because you know he's not getting any. Like, she can go out and say, hey, the legs and the bar is open, I'm open for business, and she's going to get all the attention in the world. But these mousy loser guys that are kind of gone all wokey, they're not going to get any attention. They're not going to get any hookups. Or if they do, for every one hookup, he might have an opportunity at, she might have 20 or 30. So what happens is he stays at home. He's the provider. He's the shoulder to cry on. And then she goes out and finds the D to ride on. And that guy is the player, the good looking guy that's sharing all these women, or sharing himself with all these different women. And he doesn't have to settle for anybody. He'll go maybe hook up with this girl, then go hook up with this girl. All these women end up falling for him. And in the meantime, he's like, nah, player, I'm not settling down. You go skadoodle back to your little boyfriend or husband or whatever you want to call him. I got a date tonight and you were fun, but I got to go. And that's what they're doing. So they say couples are now starting to walk down the aisle, tie the knot, insert cliche of your choosing, in elaborate yet oddly conventional wedding ceremonies, and they may well even share a kiss on the altar to seal the deal, but that's it. They never touch intimately again. I don't know about you, but if you were to say, hey man, do you want to get married? My answer, of course, is no. But if they said, do you want to get married, knowing that the bedroom and the romance and all that stuff kind of fades over time, most wise men say, no, no thanks. Now, again, some guys think that, ooh, not us, we're really hot and passionate. She gives me a BJ every weekend, and that all's going to change, champ. That changes 99.9% of the time. And if you think you're going to be the 0.1% to be lucky, think again, guess again. But imagine if you, instead of saying, hey, do you want to get married? And maybe the bedroom will last, but at least you may have kids and have romance and have a family. Maybe everything will work out for you. Imagine going into a marriage where they're like, hey, champ, you're not even getting the bedroom fun. You're not getting anything at all except half of the bills, half of the chores, half of the responsibility. And since we've just signed a legal document, when I bail, the woman will say, or is thinking, when I bail, I get to take half your stuff if you haven't treated me well. No thanks. This is the, and again, this is like, this is simp marriage for men. Like, if a guy will do this, I'm sorry, you are just the biggest loser in the entire world. You're basically signing up to give away half your crap if you ever tick her off, which will probably happen. They say, take the New York best friends, Jay Guercio, and Crystal Purificato. Wow. They both jumped. Okay, get this. Listen, if you want to hear what this tells you about what kind of man this is, you ready? They both jumped into plus size wedding dresses in November last year. Both his and her jumped into plus size wedding dresses last year, slipped rings on each other's chubby fingers, and shared their first and only kiss. Bish bosh married. Crystal is changing her surname to Guercio. Personally, I think that's the wrong choice. Purificato is a way cooler name, and it's easier to pronounce. Mr. and Mrs. Guercio sleep in the same bed but are never intimate with each other. They can, though, have sex, just not with each other. Now, again, they're both plus-size people. They both put on wedding dresses. But again, she is going to have, obviously, an easier time finding a bedroom partner than he is, just by the way that it works. Because, again, it's tougher for men to get a good, for a man to pick up a woman, he has to have talent, he has to be smart, he has to be funny, he has to be charming, he has to have many different things. For a woman to pick up a man, basically she needs to say, again, hey, I'm open for business, and she will find somebody. Doesn't mean they're a good catch, but she'll at least find somebody that's halfway decent for at least a night. They say, I want her, okay, so this is what the guy says. I want her to continue to be my best friend and my life partner, the 23-year-old Ms. Guercio told the New York Times. We We wanted the world to know we are each other's go-to person in the world and to be able to handle legal matters with the other appropriately. We are a couple, a unit, and partners for life. Yeah, you'll be able to handle legal matters for each other appropriately, especially when she hands you divorce papers and you got to pay half. They say, do real people pay real money to get this kind of boneheaded advice from these, quote, experts? What good does it ever do? Anyway, if getting involved in this new trend is your idea of marital bliss, then The Guardian, of course, it's The Guardian, it's always The Guardian, wants to hear from you. Of course, they're talking about theguardian.com. Fill in the form with your details for your platonic marriage yarn, and you can look forward to the future Guardian articles examining this new concept. Before you know it, there's going to be a special set of pronouns for people in such sexless, loveless marriages. Another fun way for people to contort themselves to avoid offending anyone by making normalized assumptions about marriage. They will join the long list of terms spawned on university campuses, vital terms we never knew we needed, such as cisgender, non-binary, neutrosis, and the list goes on probably forever. There's no real point finding out which applies to you anyway, as it has probably already changed to something new before you even reach the end of this article. Platonic marriages are the way to go, a new trend for the wokies that walk among us mostly on water. These kind of marriages, of course, have always happened, alliances between kings and clans, families and all that, and millions still enter arranged marriages with someone they barely even know. Marriage has not always been about love. It has always been a kind of contract. Yeah, here's the thing, though. Yes, it's always been a contract of some sorts, whether it is between kings and queens or clans or families and all of that. However, they still were married. They didn't have other partners. They were only married to each other, although I'm sure there were trysts on the side even back then. But it was to eventually have a family. Now these nutbags are like, well, we're not even going to be romantic. There's no romance whatsoever. We're not going to have a family. This is just for convenience. I don't know what's convenient about being married to somebody, especially somebody you don't love. But I think this is some sort of virtue signaling of just going, hey, look at us. We're different. We're crazy, kooky kids. And we found a new thing that's the newest trend. And pay attention to me on social media. And please check this out and read about this. And look at me. Please, somebody pay attention to me. Because for 5 seconds, the world moved on and I didn't feel like I was the center of attention. And so I had to come up with something new to try to get attention. This is what virtue signaling and feeling like you've got to do something that's super woke or super new or super interesting and all this validation. That's all this is. It's another signal of validation because we wanted the world to know that we were going to be friends forever. Look, I've had friends for a long time. No promises we're going to be friends forever, but I'm certainly not going to do anything like this to prove to the world anything. Again, who cares what the world thinks of you? Because the world doesn't think of you. They're going to move on 5 seconds after. And they kind of go on. But you get the point. In other words, more virtue signaling. It's more, hey, pay attention to me. Look at this new thing we've come up with. And the dudes that are taking part of this, these losers are going to get raked over the coals. They're going to get... Because the courts don't care why you got married. All the courts are going to say is, hey, dude, you're a man, and she said that you did these things, so you have to pay, and welcome to the party, so you're going to lose half your stuff. All right, let's move on to the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one said, this first one's 30. She's verified, so she takes this very seriously. The first sentence is the only red flag you need to hear. She's 30. She says, my life is all effed up. Oh, that's, hey, if your life is really screwed up, what's the best choice you can make in your life? Let's get on a dating app and maybe bring somebody else into your effed up life so they can enjoy your effed up life with you. She says, but I'm pretty and I can cook. I got news for you. Mac and cheese, that does not count as cooking. I just want to put that out there. You need not apply unless you're my height or taller. I'm 5'7". Okay, so she's at least realistic about the height. She says, please have a decent personality. And then she says, I wish there was a super don't like button. Oh, because there are so many awful, awful men. And below that, she says, YTF, why the F am I even on here? Look at these MFs. Look at these mothers. again, no one is good enough for these women. No one is good enough, except for the top 5%, but she may not be good enough for them. And so she's alone and she's angry about it. And her life is all effed up, but she, you know, give it a shot. If you'd like to join her effed up life, she's more than happy to have you. This next one is a photo of a girl that is probably 9 or 10 months pregnant. That's how pregnant she is. I know it's only 9 months, but she looks 10 months. She's 20, also a verified user, and it's a picture of her with her baby bump. She says, "My daughter was born in January of this year. I'm done playing games." Again, 20 years old, and now she's done playing games. I'd imagine so. You let a guy play games, and you lost, and he bounced, or you bounced him, and now you're left with Chad's kid and your preggers, and now you got a, what would this make it, I guess a 6-month-old, and she's done playing games. "Me and my daughter are a package deal. I'm ready to settle down." Talk about bailouts. Yeah, I'm sure you're ready to settle down now that you went out at 19 or 20, whatever it was, and had your fun. And you know, I laugh about this, but again, I feel sorry for her. I don't know if she just decided, hey, this guy's hot, and I don't care if he uses anything, and I'm not on anything, and oopsie doopsie, I'm pregnant, and life goes on, but at least I have this hot guy's kid. But at 20, already, her dating life is going to be a struggle. Finding a decent guy is going to be a struggle. She'll be able to find, soy guy, a provider that'll be more than happy to maybe wife her up someday. But the minute this happens, the choices of real high quality men are gone. And they're gone at the age of 20 when she should be in her prime, being out there finding a really good quality man that will care for her and love her and be by her side. Nope, it's now she's part of the system. She's a single mom. She's now getting checks from the government and maybe from the guy that got her in the motherly way. And her dating life is pretty much done. But now she's done playing games and she's ready to settle down. Good luck to you. I mean, at this point, it's a little too late. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Email me your questions or advice to beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. Keep it short, like a paragraph, man. Just hit me up with your situation, and if you got a question or something like that, and if it's good, I'll read it on the air, and we'll do some videos of that and have some fun that way. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, the more of men, quality men, that leave the game, the more they're going to get weird with this stuff and try to convince the losers to still participate in the rigged system of marriage and the courts and everything else. They can have at it. They can stay in the game because the smart men are leaving the game, and that just leaves the losers and the women. And they can play together, and the women will get what they deserve, which is, again, a pack of losers.